You guys ready?
Yes.
Call to order Board of Works for February 25th. Need approval of the February 11th minutes?
I don't know.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Department head reports, fire department.
Mr. Mayor, members of Board of Works, St. Pete staff, fire chief, and since fire department. Year to date, we have 433 emergency and non-emergency responses. Up quite a bit from last year, but we're going to contribute that to our increase in our fire prevention efforts and our smoke and CO detectors that we are going out and placing in the homes, which that program is going very, very well. We have a detail coming up this Saturday, which we're going to participate in on Dr. Seuss, left table there. We'll also be offering smoke detectors and CO detectors to those that need them. We have, of those 433 runs, so far year to date, there has been seven, which have involved either building or vehicle fires, which is about normal lately. We have completed or will be completing this week our fire investigative training for all of our firefighters. We're putting on state and certified training for all of our firefighters as investigators. Gives them a better knowledge, if you will, not only of the fire behavior and how the fire acts, but pertaining to scenes. So I'm very proud of that. As Mario knows, you know, we got that program started back in whenever he was fire chief, and still going strong. We have had an increase this year in overdose responses, more than usual, if you can say usual. We have had a large number that we have had to administer naloxone or Narcan to, but on the positive side of that, we have had good outcomes with the patients that we have administered the Narcan to, which is good. Last meeting, Assistant Chief Johnson of Vincent's Police Department advised me of a grant that he had saw received through the Indiana Department of Health for naloxone replacement. I inquired about the grant. I filled it out and sent it in last week, because with using so much Narcan, naloxone, same thing, to replenish those kits or administrators that, you know, if we have to buy them, they're about $40-some each. But I'm happy to announce that with this grant, we applied for and we will be receiving 100 sets free through the Indiana State Department of Health. I contacted the grant coordinator last week, and they were supposed to start, back up here a little bit, they were going to start giving these out in March. But I contacted the grant administrator last week, because we did have we administered four within a 10-day period, and we were running very, very low. And I contacted the grant coordinator last week, and she graciously sent us 20 administration sets to replenish those which we had used, plus have extras on hand. So I want to thank her very much, and that has saved us as a department city well over $200 to just restock what we had used. And like I said, that was originally set to be sent out to the agencies in March. to say that we have the all-terrain vehicle is now in service from the 2018 IDHS fiscal year. It is pretty much equipped and ready to go. We have a few more things that we need to add, but it is going to serve both fire and EMS services for a multitude of events, the rendezvous, anything downtown or river walk. So we're very excited to be able to offer that to our community. That's all I've got right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see. City inspector.
So, Cooper, city inspector, from the last meeting of January 28th to the date, we've been like 82 violations for trash and junk. And also, kind of give you an update on the spilling building on Main Street. They've got all the breakdown to the windows. They laid up the frame. They got it all OSB on it. And hopefully Wednesday or Thursday they'll start laying the brick. So it shouldn't take them that long weather permitting. So
okay. Thanks, Phil. Next is cemetery.
Gentleman Dan Wilson, City Cemetery. For the month of January, we had 15 funeral services. For February so far, we've had 21, bringing our year-to-date at 36, with a total of 35,952 known burials in the cemetery. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Danny. And just for the record, Leah won't be here. She had a death in the family, so she's at a funeral today. So. No old business, we'll move to new business. First up is Vincent's Youth Soccer Lease Extension. And Mr. Andrews could not be here, but we do have Danny because it's with the cemetery, basically, also. And this is, I don't know, how many years have we done this?
Soccer.
10-year lease.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
This is all the same conditions that it was before. I mean, just,
right, and they have the insurance. And,
that's far as I know, that's within the condition.
Right, okay.
Okay, so you're fine.
Yeah, the cemetery board also.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to continue the real estate lease agreement with Vincent's Youth Soccer Association pending proof of insurance.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just so you know, the next half of 10 years is up, they'll probably be looking, the cemetery will probably be looking at whether they do it again in stronger, because depending on where we are lot-wise.
Right. Next is World War One banner request. Indian Military Museum, John Andrews. Again, he couldn't be here, but.
Oh, you have everything you need there.
He has everything that's needed, so.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the banner request for the 2 weeks following March 18th on College Avenue for the Indiana Military Museum.
Second motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is Washington Avenue LPA consultant contract, city engineer.
Okay, you should have an agreement in front of you for the design. It's actually PE, preliminary engineering, for the Washington Avenue project. It's in our grants, reimbursed 80-20. And this contract takes care of everything from design to survey, right-of-way engineering, purchasing, environmental document, that's a big chunk of that also. This will take us all the way up to the bid process for construction.
Okay.
And the total's on the first page.
$753,420.
$420. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the LPA consultant contract as recommended by City Engineer John Sprague in the amount of $753,420.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thanks.
And then you've got to get this to NDOT.
Right.
Did you mention all that? Because I was signing all this.
I did not. So this goes back to NDOT, and then they'll turn around and give us a NDOT LPA agreement. And with NDOT's goal is to get this PO established before the end of the fiscal year, which is coming up quickly. As far as the critical path is coming up quickly, so
we may need to have a
special meeting sometime either the end of this week or early next week to get that agreement done, because then it has to circulate all the way to central office, and that process takes 6 to 8 weeks. That'll put us right up to the end of the fiscal year. They want us to get our money this year because it's there. They know it's there. It's programmed, so we need the ink on the paper before the end of May, I think. Okay. So that critical path backs up to probably need a special meeting next week or late this week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next is Reedy engagement letter. This is basically an engagement letter where I use Reedy Financial for through my office to go through the budgets, as well as help them with funding for different projects. They're the financial consultants that I use, and I would like to continue to use them. So this is engagement.
What's the amount of that?
It just depends on the, it's an hourly.
It's an hourly?
Yeah. Okay. It has the different fees for.
Fees are in some kind of,
yeah.
Your scope or anything?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make a recommendation per the mayor's support of a engagement letter for Reedy Financial Group. To assist the mayor in financial consulting purposes.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have nothing under miscellaneous. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We adjourn. You guys both have to sign these. And I don't know why they did that.